Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation these days. Come in and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers. And you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and the list, well, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our very own ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits are lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and today Nick Fox. We welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie's in the chat room, and she can answer any questions you might have. I don't multitask that well, so if you have a question, she's the one you're going to have to IM to get an answer from. Excuse me. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm Barb DeLong. I'm at barbaradelong.com. And Nick is at nickfoxmedium.com. So if you want to get a hold of any of us, those are the addresses. I'm pretty sure I have listed them all on the page for the show as well so that you can get those links there as well. Nick is with us again, and I am just so glad that he has found time in his busy day to kind of put us in. I'm glad that we have gotten our clocks sort of synchronized. He is in Australia, and so I think it's tomorrow there already, but I'm not really sure. It's either tomorrow or last night or something else, and it never ceases to amaze me that half a world away, or even more than half a world away, he can call in and we can share an experience with you with doing readings and stuff like that. So let me grab him. Hi, Nick, are you there?
I'm here. How are you today, Barbara?
Yay. So what day is it where you are now?
Today is Thursday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh,
my God.
The 5th
of December.
So yeah, you're... So actually, you're in our future.
Yes.
Well,
I'm
has
looking
anything...
back at you in the past.
Holy mackerel, that is just so amazing. A little scary too. So, I want to catch up a little bit with you. We've sort of kind of missed stuff back and forth here for the last month or so. There's so much going on energetically in the universe. It's kind of amazing to take a look at all of the awakenings that are happening all over the place. And what really blows my mind is I've been doing some writing some stuff for the website. And when I was looking over some of the stuff that I've written in the past, and then I realized just in the few decades that the website has been up, how so much has changed. I mean, we were talking Bible stuff being carved in stone, and now that stone has crumbled into sand. And you know, we're finally looking at all of the biblical stuff through the eyes of understanding that they were writing stuff down. Their only frame of reference was, of course, their experiences during that time frame. And when you take into account that they didn't have a vocabulary for things they were trying to describe, it just skews everything so phenomenally that it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the energies this year have been so intense. Like, I think everyone's been, you know, dealing with it and feeling, you know, getting angry and dealing with relationship issues and all this stuff. And it's been intense, but I think it's been lots of fun. And everyone's, you know, we've cleared so much. Like, you can feel how light everything is becoming. Like, the speed of time is another great one. You know, like, how quick has this year gone? I can't believe it's almost Christmas. Like, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And it's exciting to know because, you know, often people, you know, we want this sort of tangible proof as well, you know, something is happening. And I think we're really starting to see it. You know, we're really starting to see, you know, all systems, not just religion as well, you know, all, you know, political and social, it's all starting to be, you know, shaken up a bit, which is really exciting, really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I was, I managed to get all of my predictions up for next year, and I was amazed at how much stuff of a political nature suddenly the predictions are taking on. And I made sure that mine were all up because tomorrow I'm doing a show with the numerologist Lynn Buss. And he's done his predictions too, and we're going to compare and see just how close we come to being at least in sync with each other. Lord knows if we're in sync with what reality is, but you know, at least it will be kind of fun to sort of compare notes and see what we're foreseeing for the future. If you read at least my predictions, and you're an energy worker and you're a light worker, then it looks like it's going to be glorious and exciting. If you're politically oriented, it's scary as heck. And you know, and I don't really normally do political stuff. So the fact that there's political stuff on the forecast, it shakes me up just a tad slightly, just the thought of it. And what was the other thing I was doing today? This is a trivial fact just for anybody that's really interested. I was doing some writing on Atlantis, and I went back into the research, and Atlantis was originally told, you know, it was spoken of by Plato in 340 BC, and he was talking about it as a myth that he had heard about, And it turns out that the myth that he's speaking of, that he was talking about in 340 AD, happened 10,000 years previous to that. So if we're looking back at the time of Atlantis, it was about 12,500 years ago.
Mm.
I didn't realize it was that far back, to tell you the truth.
I know. And it's a long time. It doesn't seem like that much, but think about, you know, how much has changed in the past 100 years. You know, like,
oh my God.
That it's really exciting.
Well, it is. And you know, when you think about, you know, I have grandchildren, they're 7 and 10 years old, and they haven't the faintest idea what a record player is. They don't have any ideas mm-hmm. to, you know, what a party line is. I mean, actually now a party line is something that I don't want them to know about at all, but the kind of party line I was talking about was the kind where, you know, your whole neighborhood was on the same line, and you could literally, you know, the gossip was fabulous at that time frame. But I can remember party lines. I can remember ice boxes that you put ice in. There's so much that our culture and our vocabulary has changed so amazingly that it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's funny. If I watch like an old sort of movie, I see them using like videotapes or something, you know, it really makes me laugh because it's like, you know, God, that was only like 10 years ago. Like, I remember using videotapes when I was, you know, like, you know, watching Disney movies, and like, now you don't even need to have like something physical. It could just be a file on your computer. Like, it's so incredible.
Absolutely.
And like, even, and I think the technology is really going to shake that as well. You know, like, done a lot, you know, to our environment and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a shame. I don't like it at all. But, you know, I think this, you know, these new technologies that are coming in, we're really getting a lot more conscious about, you know, what it does and, you know, who it really affects. It's really interesting and really exciting. So I think, you know, all I'm waiting for is holograms. You know, like in the movies, how they have, like, big hologram screens that come out of the floor. That's what I want. I'm over computer screens now. I want some holograms. I want something exciting like that.
Well, you know, the day has come. Because Verizon has now come out with a watch that I do believe, well, you can answer your phone on a watch. It's like a watch. You wear it on your wrist.
Yeah.
So, I you know, the holograms are not too far away. I would bet you money.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's coming soon.
It will throw people like Bear crazy because, of course, she's so great on the graphics on the computer. It will be a whole new level of technology. I imagine she will just absolutely flip out with that stuff. So, little scary.
So, how have you been doing? I felt so bad after that last show. I totally forgot. Oh, it was, yeah, anyway.
Well, no, I think it worked out very, very well. Bear came on and did some readings with Anne, and it was, you know, they did a very good job of piecing the show together. I think from now on, if I'm going to be out of town, I'll just cancel the show. That way I don't have to worry about, you know, people and remembering and all of that kind of crap. So, but it was, I think it was like three shows I was going to miss, so I really didn't want to have the show just not there. I could have put a rerun of some sort up, and I think maybe maybe I'll do that in the future. I don't know. We're just going to have to, you know, take it as it comes. I'm not going to worry about it. But I know you had mentioned that you were going to be traveling in the United States this next year. Are you still planning on that?
I've definitely been thinking about it. I'm booking, well, like right now I'm looking at things to do. Like I'm going to Peru and I'm looking at, you know, different things to do there. I'm just not sure if I've got enough money to do my big American trip. but I can see it happening next year. But hey, I'm very flexible. You know, like I, at the beginning of this year, I thought I was going to be traveling in the middle of the year, you know, and things change so quickly. And I just, you know, I'm leaving, I think in like February of next year to go to Peru and spend a couple of months in Peru, hopefully working with shamans and doing some, you know, interesting retreats if I can find some that I like. I'm really picking my retreats and that sort of thing.
You know what you might do? You might contact the people at Megalithomania. Are you familiar with that organization?
Oh.
Megalithomania is an organization that goes to all of the ancient sites, and they visit them, and they do all sorts of research, and they do, you know, if you could, you know, talk them into having a medium along on the trip to kind of tune into the different sites, that might be something that they might be interested in.
That's really interesting, actually.
I can give you the name and the address, not on the phone, but I can do it on Skype or something. I can give you the name and the contact information for Hugh Newman. He's the one that's in charge of them because we know him. And Patrick and I did, you know, our documentary was presented at Megalithomania, so we got to be friends with him. So I can give you a contact with that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I like that. Because I really want to go to Machu Picchu. I know the big connection there.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people have an interesting connection there. And I've got in contact through Bear Medicine Walker, this amazing guy who spent many years in Peru and worked with many different shamans and that sort of thing. And that's like really exciting to me because I do want to work with some shamans and just, you know, go there and just, you know, go, okay, tell me stuff, you know, teach me. I'll be here. I'll do whatever you want. Teach me. really share that sort of thing.
Nick, you're breaking up. Is your microphone all the way plugged in?
Yeah, is it better now?
Say something.
Can you hear me better now? Is it still sort of cutting out?
No, but now you sound better. Were you not all the way plugged in?
Yeah, I just had to jig a little bit. Sometimes if it gets knocked, it's, you know, cheap headphones.
Oh, I know the feeling. Well, listen, we got a bunch of people here. In the queue, so I suspect Jeannie's been busy, so I think we had best start in here because otherwise you and I will just talk for the next hour or so. So, which you know, is really not the purpose of the show. So we've got Susan in New York. Hi, Susan, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call. I'm glad I got through. My question is about love. What do you see for me with love life and a relationship?
Okay. Is there a relationship right now?
Well, I've liked a person for a long time, but I don't think that they like me like I like them. And then I met someone else, but I think they're a little too young. So should I scratch those two and find someone else? I don't know. I'm getting frustrated.
Well, everybody does get a little bit frustrated from time to time, and you know, till you have to go through a number of people to find the right person for you. It feels to me as though after the first of the year, things are probably more conducive to a long-term relationship. It feels as though you're still doing a lot of work on yourself, and so I don't want to say that the people you're with now aren't the right person, but it doesn't feel like you're really at a place in time where you're really, 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 really ready for it. And I know you think you're ready.
I'm definitely ready. They're not ready. I'm definitely ready.
Okay, well, if they're not ready, then they're not the right people for you.
Right.
So that after the first of the year, I see balance and justice coming in here, and I see a threshold to new experiences as you get into the February timeframe. So it would seem to me that after the first of the year, that's when it feels like a relationship comes in for you. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I get the exact same thing. It's more about, you know, being patient, being patient, and right now I'm being patient and just waiting, because I think next year is when things are really going to pick up and a lot of stuff is going to happen all at once, you know, and you'll be swept away with this, you know, with all these new things coming to you. Like, I agree with Barbara, right now it's about like working on yourself and the other person working on themselves to sort of, you know, be at the same point, you know, so you're both there at the, you know, I put it, you know, you're on the same level, you've got the same, you know, sort of ideas and thoughts and that sort of thing. But a lot of it's happening behind the scenes as well. There's a lot of, you've got some past relatives as well that are there helping. You've got your guides and your angels working on that as well. So it might seem like nothing is happening, but there's a lot happening that you just don't know about, and it'll come to light as the new year comes and then over the first couple of months. But like, there's definitely a man there. It don't think that, you know, you've got to wait ages and ages. The last card that I got is King of Earth, you know, and it's this beautiful, like, king man who's, you know, successful, confident, and, you know, is generous, professional, responsible, this incredible support and grounding for you as well, you know. He'll just be a very chilled and relaxed kind of guy, I think. But, yeah, be optimistic, because it is coming. You've been through some troublesome ones. You've been through some annoying relationships, but that's good. It's all team. It's all lessons. It's all understanding for when you get to this, you know, when you get to this relationship, this one that comes, and it'll come at the perfect moment. You know, we can't rush it. We have to let it come at the right moment.
Do you know anything, what they look like, or how old or anything?
I wouldn't say anything about that, because I don't want to limit your possibilities. You know, I think what you should do is imagine what you want and just keep imagining what you want, and like, notice, you know, I've been noticing this, you know, notice people that, like, you know, you'll be walking down the street and you'll see a very, very, you know, handsome man that you're interested in. Just notice that and see what, you know, oh, I like that about him or something. And that's sort of you refining your choices, refining what you want. It's, you know, in a way, creating your perfect man. Of course, you're not actually, you know, completely creating him, but do you know what I mean? Like, you're sort of going through a checklist in a way, going, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I want this. So just keep imagining and playing with it and having fun. You know, if you get excited when you see someone you're attracted to, just get excited and go, that's cool, you know, it's fun, and, you know, go on to the next person then, and and just enjoy this search, you know, enjoy this search for this powerful relationship.
Really? Because right now I feel like I have to either go for someone I'm not attracted to at all or younger. That's what I'm feeling, because it feels like no one else is out there.
Well, he's out there, I know that.
In order to attract to yourself the kind of person you want, you have to actually be that person. And you have to put yourself in positions where you are having fun. You have to do things that are joyful for you to do. And if you have to do them alone, then you do them alone. But the reality here is that so long as you're doing things that bring you joy and give you great pleasure, you will find yourself surrounded by other people who are in that same frequency. And that will attract the person to you. If you go looking, that isn't sending out the magnetism that you want. You need to be celebrating your life, content within your life, and happy within your life. That attracts to you someone who is in the same place. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a soulmate. You're not looking for just company. You're looking for somebody who is going to be able to share your consciousness and your reality and your dreams and your goals, as you will with them. But looking for them or limiting them to, you know, somebody you're not attracted to or somebody that is younger than you, that won't work. You need to be celebrating your life, and that's what draws people to you. And it draws people out of the woodwork. You would not believe how easy it is to attract to yourself someone who is in that same space. If you are joyful and you're celebrating your stuff, your joy, your pleasures, your passions, that sends out such an amazing magnetism that it's hard to resist. If you're looking for someone, you're not sending out that kind of energy, And what you're attracting to yourself is other people who are in the same place you are, and you don't want that. You want to step it up, and you want to go to a level of I'm really hot stuff, and anybody who doesn't want to pay attention to me is losing. And that's how you get that person to come out of the woodwork, and they do hide. Absolutely, they hide because there are so many predators out there that are looking for someone to complete them, or someone that is going to take care of them, or somebody who is, you know, there are people out there that just aren't ready for relationships, and they're drawn to people who are strong. You have to be discerning.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It does work, I promise.
Real quick, do you see any other good things happening this year at all?
Well, it feels like a lot of things are opening up for you, and again, after the first of the year seems to be when everything starts to sort of come full circle for you. I think, frankly, that you're going to be, you know, much too busy to pay attention to the fact that you're looking for a relationship. To be honest with you, it feels as though the pace of your life in as a whole is going to pick up tremendously. And relationship will come when you least expect it, and that's the way it should happen.
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it'll come naturally.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing.
And I also promise you, you will be attracted to this person. You will absolutely not have to settle for less than you deserve. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All so
right.
Don't
well, you know, I'm yeah. Like, I go on the dating sites, but it's like, oh, God.
No. You won't find a soulmate there. And you'll find a lot of people that are in the same boat you're in, and you really want to get out of that boat and be a person unto yourself.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my phone call.
You're so welcome.
Thank
Take
you so
care
much
now.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
That's probably the number one question that we get, you know.
It's true, and it's a tough one. You know,
well,
I just don't like putting, you know, ideas into people's, you know, minds. Like, I think it's something they really have to choose for themselves. You know, if they go like, you know, what do they look like? I'm like, hey, that's completely up to you. You know, like some things, you know, we can't tell you. Some things you have to really discover on your own, you know. People always go like, why don't they just, you know, tell us everything and give us all the answers? And I'm like, well, it's not an adventure then, is it? You know, there's no real learning then.
First of all, I don't get descriptions of people. But if I did, and if I said to somebody, oh, he's blonde-haired and blue-eyed and 6'3", they would only look for 6'3", blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. They wouldn't look at, you know, maybe somebody who was only 5'11 and a half who had brown hair. And brown eyes.
Yeah.
Who would be the perfect person for them? So you don't want to restrict your possibilities and potentialities, because you know in a couple of relationships that I've been in my life, there's no way I would have chosen that person, but there they were, and I learned a lot from the relationships. I'm not with most of them anymore, but you know at the time it was a perfect relationship for me. So. And not one that I would have chosen at all. And when I met Patrick, I mean, he came into the chat room in my show, and he was in California, and I was in Connecticut. And you would think that didn't make for the possibilities of a relationship at all, and yet it happened, and we got married. So when you are joyful in your life, when you are content with your reality, when you are celebrating the life and the light and the love inside of you, you pull to yourself someone who is of equal quality, and that's what people want. And if you're not of the quality that you want a person, you know, coming into your life to be, then you become that quality before you start putting those signals out there, because we attract to ourselves exactly what we're putting out to other people. And there have been times in my life when I have said to my friends, my God, I have a sign on my head and it says, losers apply here. And when I go back and I think about those times, I really felt that I was a loser at those times. And that's exactly what I drew to myself. And nobody wants to admit, you know, when you're critical about the people that are you're attracting to yourself, you don't want to admit that you could possibly be, you know, that this could possibly be a mirror, that this could possibly be a reflection of what you're putting out there. But the reality is, it is. And if you don't like the kinds of people coming into your life, then you change yourself. You don't go looking for another type of person. You become another type of person. You become a better person. And that draws better people into your reality. I mean, there have been times in my life when I've looked around and I've said, uh-oh, I have work to do here. and most of the time, it wasn't necessarily that I was a bad person or anything like that. It was that I had forgotten to be joyful. And it's putting that joyfulness back into your life, the light and the laughter, because that's what really attracts people to you. And it has to be genuine joy or it comes across as harsh and people are repelled by it. But genuine laughter and light, let me tell you, they attract like crazy. And it's an amazing experience, but you have to understand that you are attracting to you exactly what you are. The universe is giving you a mirror, and you have to take a good look and decide if you like that, or if you think there are ways of improving on it. And if there are ways of improving upon it, then by God, go out there and make those changes, because what it does to your life is just, it's magical and it's exciting. Mm. And I'm going to get off that soapbox and we're going to talk to Amanda. Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. How can we help?
Oh, okay. I wanted to see what you picked up as far as the energy for December and also any guidance you have for me about just navigating December professionally and personally.
Well, I guess the one word I have is just wow. You've come through what I call Phoenix rising energy here, so you've made major changes in your life. There are major shifts here, there's no doubt about it, but there's a great deal of universal love around you as well, so that all of the shifts, all of the changes, all of the alterations that you have made to your reality and to yourself career-wise are going to pay off. Have you recently changed a lot with your career? Is that something that's gone through massive changes for you?
Yeah, it's changed with career, but I have yet to make it financially profitable.
Don't give up. Please don't give up, because I do see, you know, as you get into late winter, early spring, I see great abundance coming your way. So it feels here as though you're on the right track. And, you know, Nick mentioned just a few moments ago, the element of patience is really important here. But it does feel as though it will all pay off for you in the long run. And it does feel as though there is definitely a shift of the energy, and it shifts right around the middle of the month here for you. And then as you get into the first of the year, it feels like you're overly cautious in many directions, and I guess I'd rather see you overly cautious than underly cautious, but don't take it to too much of an extreme. And then by the time you hit March, there's great abundance here. April has what you've sent out returns to you greatly magnified. Body, mind, spirit coming together, birthing a new aspect of yourself in June, and July has new beginnings, fresh starts, and new directions. So it does look as though there is a bit of a struggle here, but it doesn't feel like it's an awful one. I don't think you're going to be living in your car, and I don't think you'll be eating one meal a day, but I think that having faith and trusting in yourself, that you do have a sense of magic about you, and it is going to pay off if you have confidence, faith, and believe in yourself. Kind of like Tinkerbell, you know, you got to believe in order to make it happen. Nick, what are you getting?
I get exactly the same as you. Like, it's beautiful. A lot of it right now is about establishing, you know, your roots, establishing, you know, who you are and what you want to do with your, you know, with your business, with your life, you know, with your family, everything to do with that. And I really see, you know, great happiness coming from all of this stuff. Like, you know, I see, as Barbara said, the third of next year, like, really stands out for me, especially because it's the last card. Out of the three I pulled, the one at the end is number three, and it says lavish abundance, give birth to your dreams. You know, it's about incredible abundance coming at that time. And you'll see it. You'll receive so many gifts. And I don't mean like, you know, presents, like Christmas presents. I mean like, you know, gifts from God, you know, opportunities, money, people, all this different stuff. There's going to be such an incredible shift for you. So take these next few months as just a powerful time for you to ground yourself, to root yourself down, to secure yourself in who you are and what you want to be and what you want to do. So when the real, you know, the real ride comes, when you jump on the roller coaster, that you're still grounded, you're still centered, you can handle it, you can go with the flow as well, because that's very important. You know, when something comes in, you know, sit with it, see what it's like. You know, if you like it, you know, go with it, see where it takes you. Because there's going to be a lot of opportunities. There's going to be a lot of people coming, and you know, it always starts off small, you know, but then it spreads, it grows through people, through, you know, stories, through anything. And I see you've got an incredible, incredible creative mind and ability. You know, you've got that, you know, golden touch. You know, you can create exactly what you want. Just really trust and believe in yourself. You know, money, yes, it is very... it's a very stressful thing. You know, we need it to live. You know, we need it to pay for our house and our food and all that sort of thing. But remember, it's also a grounder. It's also something that pulls us right back into this reality so we don't get too lost in the stars. You know, it pulls us back, grounds us again so we're secure for what's coming next. So we're, you know, so we're not losing balance, you know, as we're walking forward. So see this time where, you know, money might be a little tight. See it as this opportunity to ground and work on yourself, you know, but that's only one way, you know, you can look at it. But I really believe this time is a great grounder for you, a great realization of who you are. And like, as Barbara said, you know, you've gone through this awakening, this understanding of yourself, and just let it flourish more, let it grow more, and you'll see your wings spread further than you ever believed. And you've got an incredibly beautiful energy. You have so many angels around you. You've got a real connection with that as well. Your guides are, you know, they just make me laugh because they're beautiful. They're just so amazing, and they really, really care and love you. So know that you're guided, know that you're protected, and know that there's a really exciting future coming for you. But just remember to not get too lost in the future, to come back to now and go, look what I've created. Like, what you've created already is amazing. It's fantastic. So really, really remember that, you know, this is what you've created, and it's beautiful, and it's going to grow, and it's going to change. But right now it's just as perfect as it will be in 20 years.
Wow. And you said the third of next year. What does that mean? March, are you talking about?
Like the third, yeah, the third month, sorry.
Okay.
The third, yeah, so March. Yeah. But
wonderful.
Don't limit yourself to that as well. You know, see if you can bring it sooner. See if you can, you know, challenge that date and go, I want to have it in February. I want to have it in January. Really challenge it, because that'll just enhance and, you know, give more energy and more abundance to what you want to create.
Oh, I like that idea. Okay. Good.
Yeah,
thank you. That sounds great. Sorry.
A vision board often helps to make things happen faster, too.
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time in daydreaming hours, and then I come back into reality, and sometimes I get a little depressed on where I am now. So when you say, oh, my life is so great now, I have some dips. I have some really highs, and then I have dips of, oh, well, I'm still here, you know.
Enjoy
well, vision,
that ride. Enjoy that down. You know, enjoy
a vision,
that shift
a
from
vision
being
board, a vision board helps you to focus on where it is you want to take things. And it gives you a concrete place to anchor yourself to. If you just have it in your head, it doesn't, the universe doesn't know what to help you with. So that you need to have some sort of contract with the reality that you want to manifest this stuff in. So a vision board really is one of, it's a wonderful tool. I talk about it a lot. I have vision boards myself. And everything I've ever put on a vision board has come true, except I don't have $20 million in the bank. That's the only thing that didn't come true. I know. For a spiritual person, that was just a tad greedy, but what the hell?
Why not?
You know, exactly. I think next time I'll put a dollar bill on it without, you know, with extra zeros instead of a $20 bill. That was, I don't know where my head was that I did that to a $20 bill, but oh well. But it's what it does is it subliminally pre-programs your consciousness to manifest this stuff in reality. It means you're working on it constantly. If a vision board, if you put it where you see it, you know, frequently, whether it's on the ceiling of your bedroom, if it's on your refrigerator door, or by your computer, and one wacko friend has it right across from the toilet in the bathroom. So, you know, you don't have to meditate on it. You don't have to focus on it. It just has to be there to remind you on a subconscious level that this is where you're going. And then the universe knows exactly what to work on for you, and it does make things happen that you just couldn't believe. I mean, I had stuff on my last vision board that I thought was just absolutely wacko, and it was, and I didn't have any idea how any of it could have happened, but it was a miracle. It all happened, and you know, it's sort of hard to sit back and after having a vision board absolutely come true like that, it's kind of hard to say, okay, so how far can I push it? How far can I go? What more can I ask for? And I'll definitely find it, but I really recommend that you get a vision board going because it will help you to focus.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll do that. I'll work on that this week.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Vision boards work. They absolutely work.
I love that
work.
Idea.
Oh, a vision board. I put on top of the fact that I put a soulmate on it, I put working with the Ghostbusters, and I did, publishing a book, and I did, you know, more work in the field, and I have. I mean, it's just everything that I put on that vision board happened, with the exception of the $20 million. And, you know...
Well, that's still coming.
Well, you know, I often say to the universe when times get tough, you know, I don't mind working for it. Just give me the opportunity to work, and it certainly has done that. So and I don't know anybody in the field that is really rich. I think if you're really rich, you don't have the... you don't have the same juices flowing to manifest stuff that you know, people who are struggling do. And I think the element of struggle is part of evolving. And, you know, it's sometimes it gets a little tough. But you know, we never have anything in front of us that we are not capable of overcoming and growing beyond. So that, you know, and honestly, we asked for all of this ourselves before we incarnated. This is all something that our spirit said, you know, this is what I need to work on. I sometimes wonder about our spirits, but, you know, they've been on the other side for quite a while, and they really, you know, we ask for things to be given us in order to develop certain qualities, but we don't ask, we don't specify how, and we should specify how, because sometimes we're so ambitious that we don't realize how challenging it can be to a physical reality. But we do it to ourselves anyhow. We've got Gabby in Canada here. Hi, Gabby, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I just wanted to tell you that I have so many friends in Peru. And I have translated for a shaman, and I am going to put you in touch with them.
Oh, my God. Do you know what happened to me this morning? As I got up, I was looking, you know, at Facebook, and I'm signed up to a few, like, different pages that post, like, a daily card, like a tarot card of the day. And both of them was like, there's a new person coming in your life that's going to help you a lot. Like, oh, I wonder who that's going to be. Wow, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
I have
so
many
much.
Friends there. And there was a shaman who came to Canada, and I translated for him when he did the ceremonies here. So you're on your way.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just have a little question about my stranger on the plane. You know how you told someone else that they had to imagine how this man was going to be and everything? Well, I've already met him. But,
oh, amazing.
But for some reason, he hasn't answered my emails, so I don't know if what's meant to happen with that.
Okay. I think time and patience is a big one in this.
Okay.
I see. Okay, and there's a lot of, you know, it's there. You can see it. You know, you know what you want. You know exactly what you want. It's just getting all the sort of stuff out of the way. You know, like you know, if you imagine, you know, there's a house in a jungle, and you've got to get. You can see it. You can see it in the distance. You just got to get through. You know, all the roots and the plants and all that sort of thing. You just got to work your way there. It's going to be a bit of a journey, and it was a big leap of faith, but you're really following your dreams, and that's going to bring something extremely unexpected for you, something really exciting with a lot of abundance. And it, like, I can see a full completion, you know, like everything that you've wanted will come to you at the perfect, most amazing moment, and like it'll hit you and you'll just go, oh my God, like I understand it all now. I understand why it all happened, what I went through, and it's incredible. Like, it's going to be an incredible shift for you, because you're like, the last card I got was the World card with Archangel Michael. You know, that's just you know, just divine completion, pretty much.
Wonderful.
You know. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I really
I'll just be patient then.
Yeah, I would say that patience is probably your best bet. I think there are more people coming into your life too. I mean, I understand that you think you've met the one, but it really feels as though there may be more than one. And I'm seeing at least three. I'm seeing three new people. I'm seeing three new people coming into your life after the first of the year, and they all seem to be well qualified to be what you're looking for. And it's a matter of being patient and letting things happen in their own time, and allowing the universe to do the choice making, all of that stuff. I think that the one you saw on the plane was a trigger to awakening parts of you. And that now that those parts are fully cognizant and awake, now there's more here, there's more meat, so to speak, within what you're looking for. I think that he was a trigger. I think he was important. But I don't think he's the one that I'm seeing. I'm seeing at least three others. And the reality here is that you need to develop friendships. You need to understand how friendship has to be the basis, the cornerstone of any relationship that is spectacular and soul-mated and twin-souled, or whatever word you want to use for that, but that you need to learn to develop that aspect of friendship and trust and respect before you go plowing into the good mushy stuff.
okay.
Which definitely is here, but you know, with the stability of a relationship first, it makes it so much more profound and exciting and important and exciting and wonderful and magical and all of that stuff. But please have the foundation first, because, you know, if you try to build a castle on sand, it'll crumble. If you try to build a castle on a very good, firm foundation, it will last for thousands of years.
Wonderful. I will follow through.
Okay.
I'll give you three words, you know, okay. These are like, you know, as a sort of guide. Patience, prioritize, victory, you know. So patience, let it come. Be patient. Let the things come to you. And, you know, don't get impatient, you know, with going, I don't have, you know, this yet, I don't have that yet. Prioritize, you know, is about choosing what you want for you that should be happy. Choose, you know, the highest good for you, you know, your highest priorities, your highest values, your highest dreams, and then victory will come last. You know, it will all come in for you. It will all be understanding. It will all be beautiful. But yeah, I agree, Barbara. I think there's going to be some really interesting people coming into your life. I'm very excited because you've got a lot of good things coming, really beautiful things.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
But before you go, I want to make sure that you've got contact details because I'm not going to let this opportunity disappear. Have you got my website we said at the beginning? I can give you my email, though, if you like, just quickly.
Okay.
It's N-I-C-K.
Yes.
K-F.
Yes.
O-X-X.
Okay.
@hotmail.com.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, Nick Fox. 2 K's and 2 X's.
Okay. I'll proceed to introduce you to a lot of people now.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
going to
be so well taken care of in Peru. I live there. They're beautiful people. So you're on your way.
So
okay.
Thank
love you. Thank you, Barbara.
Love you. Have a gorgeous
thank
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Sorry, Barbara.
Holy mackerel. No, that's all right. I think this is great.
Oh, it's beautiful. Because, yeah, I'm going alone as well. And I was like, oh, I hope I get to meet some, you know, really great people there. And I can, you know, oh, this is, I like this. See, patience. Resting, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I? And I have to say, I had the past 3 days have been some of the most intense 3 days of this year. Oh, God, I was almost crying in the shower, bro. It was hilarious. But, yeah, I'm just loving this now.
Oh,
I like all these
I wonder why.
They're great, aren't they?
It's really funny because you never know. When you're putting yourself out there and you're unconditionally releasing whatever energy you're releasing and you're just saying, okay, whatever I'm ready for, send me and I will, you know, embrace whatever it is and I'll move forward with it. I know that Mary Peeler and I were talking about wanting to, you know, find some connection down in Florida because I'm going to be going and visiting with her in March and we were able to, you know, somebody said, oh, I know a connection and I know a person. And before you knew it, everything was happening. And it was sort of like, okie doke. I guess this is meant to be. Yeah, I mean, I feel a little bit like, you know, this is too old for you. So if you remember this, I'm really surprised. But the old Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland movies, ultimately, there was a, hey, gang, let's do a show. And suddenly, you know, they would all be doing a show in the movie. And Mary said, why don't you come down and why don't we do readings? And it was like, sure, but neither of us have a foothold down there. That would be something that would be interesting. And we kind of have been talking about it and putting it out there. And then somebody came up with the fact that she could help us. And wham, bang, here we are. So if you put things out there, this is a case of, you know, instead of thinking about it would be a good idea, gee, I wonder, gee, I wish, daydreaming and stuff like that, Mary and I actually put it out there. And by actually physically doing that, by physically saying to the universe, we want to do this, if it's a good idea for us and if it's a good idea for other people as well, then help us to make it happen. And, you know, if it hadn't happened, Mary and I would have both said, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. And we would have been fine with that. But it does look, apparently we're going to be working our little tails off, so, which is a good thing. Okay, we've got Lisa in California here. Hi, Lisa. How's it going today?
I am in great spirits. Merry Christmas. Buon Natale. I'd like to know, I'm recently engaged. We recently merged my family into his home, and I'm looking for a new position, a career. I'd like to know what Spirit has for me.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I think this is spectacular. And I kind of want to send you in a new direction career-wise. What did you do?
I am a trained nurse, and I worked in law enforcement and firefighting and have been an at-home mom for the last 6 months, and I'm going stir-crazy, and I have a wedding to pay for.
Okay. Well, I think that first of all, I think that you're going to take your nursing career in a different direction sometime after the first of the year. You're going to go more into holistic homeopathic stuff. But in order to pay for the wedding, I would imagine you're going to fall back on all the stuff you know, and you're going to let the nursing probably pay for the wedding. When is the wedding? Do you have any idea?
I do. We are getting married on the spring solstice. That is March 21st.
Okay.
Of next year. And it's a Friday, and I am looking into management rather than nursing at the moment, more administration.
I threw cards out for you, and the whole layout is saying there's Phoenix rising here. She's reinventing herself. She's creating a whole new personality and a whole new approach to life, and it's going to be different, and it's going to be unique, and it's going to be unusual, and it's going to be all her. And if you want to do administration, fine. I have no problem with that, but I am seeing it taking a different direction. It feels as though the universe is going to swing you in a different direction, and probably right around the first of the year, right around January, you're going to have inspiration hitting you. And it's kind of going to be one of those aha moments, as sort of like, I always wanted to do that, and I have the qualifications to do that, and why don't I just jump in? And I'm feeling you more self-employed than I am working for someone else. I'm sure that there are going to be times and situations where you do work for other people, but it feels to me as though you are moving towards a time frame where you will be your own boss. And in so doing, you will get so much done. It will be magical and amazing. And what I'm seeing here is, March looks fabulous. You've got the spotlight on you. Everything is fine. There's universal love. It's all mushy here in the month of April. There is pregnancy here in the month of May.
Oh!
Is
it the redhead boy that I've been dreaming?
Are you kidding me? You expect me to, an unconceived child, and you want me to tell you if it's a redheaded boy?
I've been dreaming of a little redhead boy.
Well,
okay.
I'm good, but I'm not that good. I can tell you it's a very healthy pregnancy. I also am seeing that there is travel, there is moving around, that by the time you get to September, you've set yourself free and there's great abundance in your life, so that I feel that your life is definitely changing. I would go with the flow. Because you have a very good feeling as to what is appropriate. You have wonderful insight. You have wonderful intuition, and I feel that you are really being guided by it. I know that you need to get back to work. I don't think any traditional anything is where you belong. So that if it's a traditional structure, I don't like you there because it doesn't feel like you can really be you. So that if you have to do a structured career for a certain amount of time just because of the monetary stuff, go for it. But at the same time, be looking into how can you create your own kind of your own structure, your own your own skin, because it feels like you really need to be self-motivated and self-employed here. And I strongly feel that. And the longer you put it off, the harder whatever job you have is going to be. So, Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I see the Oh, I just love this, Barbara. Every time we're doing it together, we're saying stuff. Well, first of all, let's start off with a big, big congratulations from your guides, your angels, all your relatives in the spirit world. Like, that's the start off. They're very, very, very excited. And they're tagging with the number 7, which is about, like, divine, you know, completion, happening exactly as they're supposed to. So they're just in absolute bliss about this swing and this, you know, new relationship, and they're just, they're proud of you because it shows the strength and power that you have. And it's really
jiggle
important
your,
achievement
Nick,
for you.
Nick, okay. Jiggle your plug again. You're cutting out. I can't hear you at all now.
Can you hear me properly? Is it still cutting out?
It's still cutting in and out.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Oh. It's better now? Is it, you can sort of hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
A little better,
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry
I
about
heard
that.
Bliss. I heard my family is very excited.
Very, very
Tell
excited.
Tell me how to
like
pay for the wedding, family.
Money. They're bringing that sort of stuff. But what they want you to focus on right now is really just focus on this new family, this new abundance that you've gotten from this incredible relationship. This, like, sort of stalemate you're in with your job is kind of like a barrier between, you know, the happiness that you've got right now and the happiness you're going to have. It's kind of like put a... I'm so bad with these, like, ways to describe it, but, you know, like, it's kind of putting, a nail in the that's not the right line. Sorry, I'm trying to, you know. Anyway, forget that. What I'm trying to say is, you know, you're too focused on, you know, this sort of money and taking enough time to really celebrate and enjoy this new life that you're creating because it's magnificent, you know, it's amazing. You've got this whole new family, this whole new adventure in front of you. So really, you know, enjoy that and embrace it and you know, go with it. As Barb said, go with the flow. That's very, very important. Go with the flow and all the job and the money, that sort of security will just come naturally because you're finding the magic in the little things and that just creates something, you know, that just creates all that sort of more boring stuff that we all need to, you know, think about every now and then. But I think the big message is to focus less on that sort of stuff and especially focus less on it with worry. That's not the way to go about it. You know, don't worry about getting a job. Have fun with the, like, play with it and see, you know, what you can imagine yourself doing, what you can see yourself doing. Like, oh, maybe I should be, you know, an astronaut or a policeman. You know, be, you know, a kid in that way with just imagining all the endless possibilities, and it's really imagining, you'll refine your choice and you'll see what you'd like, and it's more about having fun with this new adventure because, like, you've got all these kids, you've got this big family now, and, like, with you having fun, everyone else will have fun. Everyone else will be safe and secure and happy because you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's a great, great relief. Part of my issue is not wanting to put more stress on my fiancé. He just retired from the military and from the Marines. And, you know, I just want to contribute without, again, putting stress on the family financially. So I will just keep... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you broke up, Nick.
Oh, sorry. He definitely understands, you know, what you're trying to do for him, you know, for sure. And he, like, the respect and the love is just flourishing more and more between you. And going through this decision, this two-way relationship, the two-way partnership about not just the job, but, you know, the family and everything, it's just going to create an incredible, even more close relationship. It's going to create an incredibly positive resolution to this experience right now.
Do you guys see anything, any hitches with my family or his family for the wedding and honeymoon? I just, you know, I don't know. I'm trying not to put out any negative energy into it. I really have, but my mother is less than supportive. Matter of fact, she has this little jealousy streak, and things that come out of her mouth, it's like a child. I don't know what she's going to say the next moment. Do you see any difficulties, any problem with what kind of wedding we want?
Not at all, and I would just laugh. You know, you're old enough to kind of make these choices. You're not traditional, really, and so, just smile. And when people give you advice, smile and ignore it.
Okay,
it's your wedding.
It is my wedding. I have a very dear friend who loaned me some money, and I've been trying to pay him back. Do you see that happening before he moves?
No. But just make sure you pay it on a regular basis, and he'll be fine with it. He's not pressuring you, it doesn't feel.
No,
yeah.
No, he's not.
But just make regular payments, whatever you can afford, whatever doesn't stress everything out, and pay a little bit at a time. And, I don't think that you have time to pay it all off. But he's not pressuring, and he understands, and he's a friend.
Yeah,
he's a beautiful
exactly.
friend. Thank you. Woo!
Congratulations.
Buona Charlie, grazie.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just how cheap is your headset, Nick?
I'm trying to get my legs away from the little cord because that might be knocking it or something. But it's weird. They're iPod headphones. Like, they're not supposed to be cheap. I paid like $30 for these. But, I've noticed all the iPod stuff breaks. So maybe they just designed it to be a bit faulty so it breaks a little now.
Okay, well, you're breaking up again. So maybe you should use some chewing gum or something to stick it in there really good.
Speaking of it, going back to all the methods.
Okay, well, we're going to move on here. We have Ashil. Is that how I pronounce your name?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah. How can we help today?
I'm just trying to figure out, what's coming up in terms of my career and my love life.
Is there a love life now?
No, not right now. I took some time off because I had a business, and so I was putting my time into my business. But unfortunately, things didn't really work out, so I ended it, and now I'm ready to put myself out there in terms of, dating, have a little fun while I'm trying to figure out what my next move is going to be.
Well, it looks as though, as far as career goes, first off, you have law of attraction working with you this whole year. So what you put out is what you're going to draw into yourself. So do understand that you are going to be attracting to yourself a lot of really cool stuff. Business-wise, it does feel as though there's some legalities here that are taken care of. And then there's a new balance, and it feels as though your creative energy flourishes, and it does feel as though there's a commitment to making a difference and having things work in a new and unusual and really good way. Relationship, it feels like you are, it feels like you're going through a healing process right at the moment, and, dating, and that's fine. Go for it, but do it casually, because it doesn't feel until probably the late March, early April time frame that I see a relationship actually coming online for you. But, you've gone through a lot of changes. You've gone through a lot of shifts, and the energy is a little crazy. And so you're broadcasting a little crazy. So you need to sort of take a break here, have fun.
I'm trying to have fun now, especially now that, I ended the business about 2 months ago. So now I'm ready just to enjoy life a little bit. But I'm not dating anybody yet, so hopefully it's somewhat, that's coming.
Yeah, no, I do see it coming. I think that it's not there at the moment, but I do see it coming, and I see it coming within the first couple of months of next year. So I don't think you have that long to wait. So just have fun. Be casual and let the universe surprise you, because I do believe they're going to. Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I think it's very important to learn to have fun with yourself before you go out looking to have fun with someone else. It's a very different thing, and when you can't have fun with yourself, it I think it holds, maybe not in any situation, but it holds you back in at times, but because you're not 100%, so you can't be 100% in that, you know, in that experience, in that way, in that relationship. It's very, very important to just have fun with yourself and be happy and content with yourself. I agree with Barbara that it's a real big time of spiritual and emotional growth for you, and a lot of balancing and letting go of emotion. I think that's very, very important right now. And you're going to, like, it's a lot of stuff is going to come up, it already has, but more stuff is going to come up for you to just understand and look at about yourself. So be open and release those harsh judgments. Let go of the judgment that you have in yourself, because it's no longer important. So out of that phase of your life, you know, it ended when you decided to move away from work. It ended with that. You're entering a new phase, so go with and release all that old part of yourself that you don't want be associated with anymore. Because, you know, that's one of the reasons why you moved. I think that you're tired of that old sort of life that you had. Now it's time to go into something new. And it's, you know, first of all, incredible strength. It shows the incredible strength inside of you. Take this big move. This is a big shift, and good on you. It's incredible. And just keep going with the strength. Let that strength carry you. Because you've got it inside you. You really do. So just remember to release those harsh judgments of yourself and be forgiving and passionate to you and to the people around you as best as you can, because it's so important to be like self-loving, you know, and looking after yourself. And I do see a relationship coming with you, like, you know, the falling in love and that sort of thing, but it's going to take a little bit of time for you to sort out yourself completely, to clear release and to welcome in the new part, new you, that is, you know, going to create a lot of great things, business, with relationship, with family and everything. I think, like, the new person that's going to come in is going to be very interesting, almost mysterious is kind of the word that I get, very different to what you expected. And I'm getting there's going to be some, like, a little bit of drama involved in that relationship. I'm not sure if it's to do with your family, as your family trying to influence the situation, and just very careful with listening to other people. You should be really listening to yourself and listen to what your heart says and what you really feel, because that's the most important thing. No matter what anyone else says, it's up to you to make choices. It's up to you to decide what you want. But I feel really I'll show you right when it's really exciting to be happy and be excited that you've made this shift, because this is already a huge achievement, you know, doing what you've done, you know, leaving your, moving away from the job, and deciding, I'm going to do this for myself. I'm going to get myself a relationship. I'm going to get myself a job opportunity. It's very inspiring. So just keep going. Got a great inner strength. It's really powerful.
Okay. In terms of the love life, that there was someone that was actually interested in last spring. It kind of became like some kind of friendship, but then eventually I kind of got caught up with my career, and then we haven't kept in touch. But yesterday we ran into each other, and the phone numbers were exchanged again. So I'm just trying to see this time around. Do you guys see something happening, dating at all? Because I was trying to understand the meaning of it.
It could be as simple as you, like I think Barbara mentioned in the last reading, where it's just like to initiate this new phase, this new phase where you're going to these, where, you know, you're signing relationships, you're really looking for that romance partner. What do you get, Barbara?
Yeah, I think that certainly it's worth a try. It does feel, again, as though friendship needs to be there first, and it may well be a trigger to say to you that, you know, things are starting to move in that direction, but I certainly would investigate it. I wouldn't negate it out. I would pick up the phone and call.
Okay, yeah, because I felt the attraction was mutual, actually, yesterday, but it, we didn't speak to each other for like 6 months, and then, you know, and again, I'm like, you know, there must be a reason why we run into each other on the street again, you know, so after 6 months of not keeping in touch.
Yeah.
Exactly. So give it a shot.
I will.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your
Thank
help.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Renee in Florida. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Nick. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
I've lost quite a bit in the past year and a half, and I am sitting on the precipice of losing my company. So I have an opportunity in January to interview with another company south of here. Do we have any insights?
Tremendous ones, yeah. I see great abundance. And when are you going to interview? January, did you say?
Yeah. Or am I going to keep my old company and get abundance there? Because I'm losing my best client. Obamacare has really messed me up.
I'm seeing as though there's a partnership here. So it feels to me as though you're going to kind of merge yourself with somebody else so that there's a partnership here. I don't think that you're going to be on your own, but I do feel that you will, you know, it feels like abundance is coming in here and the universe is taking care of you and there's healing and there's all sorts of cool stuff here. But it does feel like there is a partnership here if we're looking at business, so that I would say that if that interview has something to do with you going to work with someone for someone, that's the way that I would go. I don't know what's going to happen with Obamacare. I have personal feelings on the whole thing, so it's not appropriate for me to give an opinion because they're not good opinions. So my feeling here is that you need to really sort of consolidate so that you can survive. And I have to tell you that I do feel that there's going to be a time where you will be self-employed again, but it's not necessarily, you know, this year or next year, but I think, you know, 2-3 years down the line, you will take that step again and be very successful.
Okay.
Nick, what are you getting?
This is like, excuse me, there's a lot going here. Like you said, a lot happening, and most of it, I think, is behind the scenes. You feel kind of like out of the loop. And like,
very,
you know,
isolated.
You're in this situation, and like all this stuff is happening around you, and you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Well, it's real time for you to just release a lot of the fears that you have around it. You know, you've done. That's a really important thing to do. Look what you've already created. You've created a really successful, powerful, influential business. So you can do it again if you need to. You can do it 100 times if you need to. But I think right now is a real big change of plans. And it seems right now that it's like all confusing and you're not sure why it's happening, but it'll all sort of flatten out, and you'll see why, and you'll see the opportunities that come from it. And it's very, very important not to get lost in all of the things that go wrong, because if we're too stuck in all of that, we just fly right past all the opportunities, going like, look, this is why, you know, this happened. And patience is big on this one.
Wait a minute, Nick, plug yourself in, because I really want to get this.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
A little cut out. Is it better?
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. So as these changes come, as these new opportunities, and I'm going to call them opportunities, even though they might come in as, you know, oh, you're not going to have this side of your business anymore, something like that. I really want you to see it as an opportunity, as something you work with and that you change and that you can adapt with. You know, it might not be what you're hoping for, you know, and that happens. Sometimes, you know, our expectations are not met in any way, and that's happened to me. And it's, you know, at the time you're like, what? This is not what I wanted at all. But, you know, a week, a month later, you'll look back and go, this is what I want. This is beyond my expectations. And I find that happens in every case. When it's reaching what you want, sooner or later, it will reach better than what you want. But there's a lot of help around you. Like Barbara said, there's a lot of people working with you. There's you've got incredibly beautiful and powerful guides. The healing that you do for the planet is incredible. So keep working with what you're doing and really have confidence in yourself. You've created a business by yourself, you know, and it might not be completely by yourself, but I really want to emphasize that you have been a big player in creating this. So you've got that power. You're this incredible, powerful priestess. You know, I see this incredible energy from you. So just keep pushing forward. No, don't let other people's stuff and, like, yeah, I'm not fully clued in on Obamacare. I've heard some stuff about it. But, you know, I don't want to say, but, you know, F that stuff, you know, like, ugh, who cares? This is about you and just going, okay, what do I want to do and how can I work with what I've got? And now you're just sorting through all the crap.
Yeah,
I'm having problems with the optimistic part.
Yeah,
now,
I
have a question for you. Am I going to move?
No. Let me hop in here for just a second, too, because I do want to clarify something. This is the universe's way of saying you need to rethink things a little bit. You need to, you know, go back to the drawing board. It's a time where you really need to reanalyze, reprioritize, and working for/with someone else is going to give you that time. It's going to give you that opportunity. There are changes, subtleties. There are changes that need to be made. You're, as I said before, you're going to be self-employed again, but it does feel as though there are things that you could do better and differently. And I think it's important that you pay attention to those things. You take some notes because I think that you do need to be self-employed at some point in time. And I do see it coming again because there's great strength in you. And frankly, you work better as the boss than you do as an employee. So that this is going to be something that you're going to strive for. But there are things that needed to be changed that weren't working. So it feels as though this is a perfect opportunity for you to sit back, analyze, restructure, rethink, and refocus the direction that you will take when next you do this again, because you are going to do it again. But I'm not seeing you move.
You're not seeing me move.
And don't think of it as a step back. I think that's very important as well. You're not taking a step back at all. You're taking a giant leap forward. So, you know, don't think that you're going through the same stuff again or something like that. You're really marching forward. So just keep going forward. It's definitely not a step back. Just because you're going back to work with someone, or, you know, you have to start a new business, or whatever happens, it's not a step back. It's a step forward in a new, you know, it's another door going to another room to, you know, decorate.
Great, guys. One last question. You see any love life in my future?
Yeah, there's definitely a love life here, but I think you have some other things that you're taking care of first.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, from what I'm seeing here, and again, this is all up to you. This is a matter of when you're really ready for it. You're not ready for a love life now. You've got you've got to deal with survival. And once that's taken care of, then you have a chance to relax and enjoy it. Yeah, I see a love life here, and it does feel as though it's in full swing as we get into July. So that I think you're going to be working at putting stuff together, getting refocused, reanalyzing everything. It feels like there's a tremendous amount of taking a look at how things could have been done better and will be done better next time. And, you know, once you hit that point in time where you are fully confident that, you know, now you really think you have it, you know, together, and you're just focusing on a time that will be appropriate for you to take that leap yet again. And again, that time won't be for another year, possibly two, maybe three. But when you do it, it's going to be incredibly successful. So,
okay, great.
So take this opportunity to really understand, you know, really look, fine-tune stuff. Take a look at how you have how you did things and what tripped you up. And you know, lots of times we just aren't looking for, you know, we're looking for getting something going, and how best will it work and survive, and how will we thrive with it? And very often we don't look at, okay, so if there's a glitch, what's plan B or plan C or plan D? And frankly, I'm not one of those people that goes beyond A, but it's smarter if you do. If you do have a plan B or a plan C or a plan D, I don't think you had it this last time. And the next time you're going to have an alternative plan that you can put into play immediately that will sort of shift focus so that you'll be able to survive, and you'll do it brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly.
And the abundance you see coming will be enough for me to survive in the next 6 months?
You will survive beautifully.
Thank you, guys. I love you both. Have a very happy holiday season. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you got callers in the queue. Thanks
we
again,
do.
Guys.
You just don't go booking a trip around the world or anything in the next couple of weeks. You know?
No, I've been thinking about, not a trip around the world.
Okay. Take care now.
All right. Take care,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Thank
Thanks.
You. Bye-bye.
You know, when things fall apart on us like that, it really is the universe saying, you didn't have this right. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's not anything to be discouraged over. It's like, well, damn, how can I correct this? How can I change it? How can I shift it? How can I make it better? And, I've had things fall apart on me, and I've taken a look at them and thought, you know, it still looks like it was a good idea. And it's sort of like, let's take a look. How could I have done this better? How, you know, what better ways could I have, you know, managed this? And it really is an amazingly wonderful opportunity to become even better than we thought we were. And, you know, when things, you know, screw up on me, when things glitch up, when things don't work, I don't really look upon it as failure. I look upon it as, you know, maybe I haven't been creative enough to make this happen. Maybe there are things that yet I can do that would make this flow beautifully. And 10 times out of 10, it's just that my creativity hadn't been where it needed to be. And once you allow yourself to have that kind of a flow, everything is possible. It's so important that you understand that there is no failure. There is just, you know, you didn't fail, you just didn't succeed yet. So that you know, that yet is very important. Sometimes you're not in the right job, so the universe makes sure that your job goes away so that you have the opportunity to go find what you're really meant to do. And sometimes people think that something terrible has happened, and nothing terrible has really happened. I mean, yes, the universe hit you in the head with a 2x4, but you survived it. So it's you know, and those 2x4 moments come to all of us, even those of us that you know work in this field. You know, we don't really walk on water at all. And we mess up just like everybody else does. And we have those moments when the 2x4 comes, and sometimes you hear it coming and sometimes you don't. But But the reality is this is how we learn. So that having things not work out for us just is a challenge to our creativity. And if it's meant to be, our creativity makes it happen. It's that precious. Okay, we got Julia in Florida here. Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good.
How can we help?
Well, I have sort of a mundane question. My car is about 15 years old, and I was wondering if you see a new car in my future, or at least a new-to-me car in my future. I mean, it doesn't have to be new, but new to me is good.
And new to you, I can absolutely say, yeah, I see that. But brand new, forget it. I just got rid of a 19-year-old, so I know what it's like to have a car that is hitting that age range. You know, it's easier to list what does work as opposed to what doesn't work.
Yeah.
So. It feels to me as though that there is probably a new car coming to you. It doesn't feel like it's immediate, but it does feel as though probably right around the March time frame is where I see one coming in here to you. Nick, what are you getting?
I don't think it's going to happen now. This car is also like reflecting you in parts of your life as well. There's something deeper to it than just getting a new car. You know, when you get the new car, you also, you know, adopt new ideas and that sort of thing in yourself as well. Like, I think there's a really, how can I put it, when you let go of, you know, the car that you have now and get a new one, you have also gone through sort of a personal shift.
You need to, Nick, you need to jiggle again.
Oh, sorry. Is that better? Is it hearing better? Is that better? Is it still a little cutting out?
It's much better, yeah. I can at least understand you now.
Oh, God. I need to get a headphone. Okay. Get a headphone, too. I think there's something deeper than just car. So really, like, sit there and think about, you know, if there's any areas that you can see reflections, you know, because there's always a meaning, always a symbol in, you know, maybe the car, I'm trying to give an example, maybe the rear vision mirror, one rear vision mirror is broken off, okay, and, you know, it could, and this is all hypothetical, it could symbolize that you're not looking behind you enough, you're not checking, you know, you're not reviewing what you've done in the past to learn from it. Thing like, you know, just see if there's any connections, because I think there's something to it. Like I said, it was my main question. In a way, the main questions are very, very, very... but yeah, that's just something to think about.
You know, cars are often also equated with our emotional state. And... it does feel here as though it's time for you to sort of revitalize yourself as well as your car. So vision board, good idea, and work on yourself a little bit more. It does feel as though you've done a magnificent job on the changes you've made to yourself to this point in time. I mean, you've definitely been very busy and very active, and you've done an amazing job. And I think it is time that you get a new vehicle, but you need to put it out there. You need to let the universe know. You need to get a vision board. You need to get a contract with the universe. You need to let the universe know that it's time for you to move on as far as the car goes. And it does feel, I'm seeing February, March, where this happens. But you need to really be working on it, you know, and thank the universe for the abundance it's brought to you so you can get a new vehicle even before it gives you the abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you say thank you enough, the universe says, oh, whoops, we didn't give it to her yet. So, you know, if you start thanking the universe, the abundance that it's sending your way, it will send you abundance. But do focus it on a new car, because I think you definitely need one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Love you.
Take care now. Bye-bye. I can't believe you're already in tomorrow. That is just so outrageous.
Yeah, and it's raining. Yeah, it's happy.
Well, Jeannie and I are in the cold east here, so that, you know, I think she gets rain a lot more than I do. I get the snow, and there are moments during the winter where we compare temperatures and weather, and I end up calling her nasty names and wanting to hang up on her, because she'll say in a chipper voice, "Oh, my God, it's 60 degrees here, and I still have snow and, you know, 2 feet of snow and stuff like that." So, okay, we've got...
Where you are?
Now?
Yeah.
It's probably in the 30s, the low 30s.
Oh, my God. That is just unbearable for me. I'm trying to translate this into a Fahrenheit. Okay, so, like, the lowest it gets here is 16 Celsius, which is 60 Fahrenheit. So I don't know how you deal with that. I don't know how you deal with 30 Fahrenheit, but, oh, God.
Oh,
well,
that's not bad. I mean, and Jeannie's 50 degrees. So, we hit zero and below. So it's definitely, oh, and Isabella's warm and humid, for Pete's sakes. I'm where it snows. I'm in the snow belt up here. So I've had sometimes 4 and 5 feet of snow on my deck. So it does. And when I was a child and I was growing up in Minnesota, Nick, I walked a mile. I love this. I should have a T-shirt made, because my son doesn't even, I mean, he believes it, but it's hard for him to believe. I would walk a mile on a dirt road at 32 below zero to get the school bus to go to school.
Oh, my gosh.
and I survived that. So, you know, it's, you know, life is amazing. Okay, we've got Athena in Jordan. Hi, Athena. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help today?
Well, I was hoping to get some clarity and direction regarding my relationship with my husband of 15 years. He is in America, and I'm in Jordan, and I just really don't know what page he's on. I hardly ever talk to him, and he's a Scorpio, so he's very mysterious. So, you know, when you don't have a lot of communication, the mind kind of goes places.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping that there's any kind of direction or clarity you can give me in regards to, you know, if he's being truthful with me, or, you know, what kind of state of mind he's in, healthy, or anything that pops up.
Well, you know, the thing that pops up immediately is that I'm looking at the future here, and you feel fine. I think that your imagination is at this point running away with you, and if you dwell on things too long, you can make them happen. So I would, you know, get a hobby. I almost want to say get a job, if that's possible. I want you to, from what I can see with these cards, at this moment in time, it really feels like there's really nothing to worry about, but you have too much time on your hands. You're a very intelligent lady, and do you currently have a job?
No, I haven't been able to find a job in Jordan because of the women language barrier.
Okay.
And the fact I'm a single mother.
Wait, you said your husband. How can you be a single mother and be married, too?
because I'm living in Jordan and he's in California. He left me in his village with the kids, with hardly any money, in a place I cannot work and I cannot speak the language. And he's very distant. I only get to talk to him every couple of weeks, and he sends us barely enough to live on. And I just can't understand why. You know, he's always telling me, just trust me. You know, I'll be sending more money soon, but that's a year and a half now. We've been hearing the same story, and I just don't, I wonder if he's being honest, you know.
Well, I would give it one more year, and at this point, and I'm not being elusive, but at this point, what the cards are saying, it's a good thing he's in California and not there. So it feels to me as though I would trust him for another year, and I would wait and see what evolves. It does feel as though there are going to be major changes here, and it doesn't feel like you're upset, so it's not horrible changes. But I think the fact that there is such a great distance between you keeps you safe, and that's a good thing. Now, in the meantime, you can do writing. You can write. And you do have a talent and a gift for it, and you have fought me on this before, and I have mentioned it to you, and I'm going to mention it to you again. There is Blog Talk Radio. You have a voice. You can put your voice out there anytime you feel like it and talk to the entire world. So don't let the fact that you are in a country that restricts you when you have the Internet at your fingertips, and there is no restriction there. So that if you have issues, if you have questions, if you have things that you want to talk and debate about, you have the Internet that you can do that on. And Blog Talk Radio is not that expensive. You can either do a show or be on shows at any given hour of the day or night. You're highly educated. You're very intelligent. You're very wise. Use it. Put it to good use. You know, create a career for yourself. And when he does decide to show back up, then reevaluate the entire situation. But wait until he shows back up again, because I think that it's, again, very wise and very appropriate that things are the way they are. I think you and your children are very safe now, and that if he were around, you might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good thing. Nick, what are you getting?
I've just been looking at my cards for the past, like, while you've been talking, and I'm trying to put my finger on it. I can't work out what it is, but I want to start and just see what happens. But I'm definitely getting, right now you've got this time and this opportunity of lavish abundance, you know, this time to give birth to your dreams. And to really celebrate, and I can see you doing that, and I can see you nurturing yourself and, you know, your children and that sort of thing, but I want you to do it more. I want you to have more fun, take limitations away, and just really explore yourself and where you are right now. It's like, I'm kind of getting, it's like a secret paradise, you know, you've just got to really look to find those gems, to find those spots that you want to be, and those people that you want to meet and all that, you know, the situations you want to be in. Really search and look, because I think there's a lot of stuff there for you. You've just got to go out there and grab it. You know, it's something that it's hard to explain, because it's not so much one thing. It's anything you want. You know, if you really, really want to get a job, just go out there and you will get one. If you really, really want to get a car or a bicycle, just go out there and you'll get one. So you know what I mean? Like, what you want will come to you. You just have to really, like, step out of your comfort zone and go, all right, I want to see where it is. Now, with your husband, he's going through a lot of transformation, and he's really doing a lot of, like, sorting himself out. He's still, you know, aware and thinking about you and the children and that sort of thing. You're always in the back of his mind. It's not, I don't think he's forgotten you. There isn't that sort of, I don't get anything about that. But yeah, there's just this change is going to be big. So just really be patient and like with what he is doing, it's something that I don't think you can really, you know, push your way into. You can't force your way into and get the answers. It's something that he's going to have to come and say to you in his own time. But really, it's a great opportunity for you to work on yourself, for you to connect with your children and that sort of thing. Even more, you know, to really flourish in you, in where you are.
So,
I've
kind of felt, you know, also, okay, what you're saying and then also what Barbara was saying about it's best that we're apart, I definitely can feel that. But you do see him progressing in America because whenever I talk to him, the conversation ends in 2 minutes. He's pissed off and he hangs up on me. And so I'm happy to hear that he's sorting through his things. He will get through it. You see him getting better and happier?
Well, yeah, but you know, the third degree never got anybody anything. And complaining never got anybody anything. So that it feels to me as though there's just frustration on your side, and he hears the frustration and he just doesn't know what else to say or do. So empathy, compassion, listening, you know, you if you listen, you'll learn a lot, but he becomes frustrated because I think of the way that you're responding to him, because you're frustrated. And I understand that frustration, but you can deal with it better than he can, and he's just going to react to it. So the reality here is that you really need to adjust how you respond to his questions and his statements. And if all you do is, you know, complain about the fact that there's no money and when are you going to hear from him again and what's going on and you're unhappy and you're miserable and you're this and you're that, I can understand why he would hang up the phone. I mean, I'm not condoning it, but I can understand it.
Okay.
You have to make it something he looks forward to as opposed to something he dreads. And I think at this point in time, he almost dreads having to call home.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I have to hound him to send us money. It sucks. I pray all the time that I don't have to do that. And I always tell him, if you just, you know, keep in touch every couple of days, then we could talk about life. But you know, you keep me hanging for a month with no money in a foreign country, you know, what do you do? But I understand, I guess. But anyway, thank you for your suggestion about Blog Talk, because I had forgotten about that option.
It's definitely there.
Yeah. I guess it's just believing that people will want to hear what I have to say, right?
Well, you know, even if nobody listens, at any particular time frame, I've done radio shows where there was nobody in the chat room, there was nobody on the queue, and I have literally talked to myself for 2 hours only to find out later that there were 100 people listening, so that you never know, and then the archives can be incredible. So you don't even look at the numbers, to be honest with you. You just do what you need to do for yourself, and I think that you'll find that there are people out there that will be very interested in what you do and how you're doing it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because, you know, I always run across such interesting and helpful information I want to share with people. So thank you for that suggestion.
Put it out there. You never know what happens.
Yes, I will. Even
okay.
If I have to sell something to get the money for Blog Talk. It's the only reason why I haven't done it. I don't even have an extra $30, you know. But somehow it'll change. So thank you very much, and
I do believe, I haven't looked into it, but I do believe you can do a half hour for free.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that makes, you know, when you say that, I remember that now.
Okay. Now, are you an American citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Then you have more rights than you know. So just put it out there. Establish a network outside of that particular country, and you'll be amazed at the kind of information and advice you'll get.
Okay. Will do.
Okie dokie. Take care now.
Thanks, and you too. Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much for calling.
Okay, we've got Desmond in Ohio. Hi, Desmond. How are you doing today?
All right. How's it going tonight?
Going well. How can we help?
Yes, I want to know, did you see a move for me in 2014? And if so, where?
I see the potential of a move probably between September and November of next year. And it doesn't feel like it's a great distance. It feels like it's more of a local move than it is a state move. Nick, what are you getting?
What I'm getting is more focusing on like the fears and that sort of thing surrounding you right now, especially, let me start at the beginning. First of all, you've got incredible strength within you. You've got it's such a great power. You've got such a great vision of who you want to be and who you are. So you've got to really harness that. But then you also really need to release all those judgments, all those criticisms of yourself, because that's so it holds you back so much, and it's not who you should be. It's not who you are. You know, you're this incredible, loving, powerful person, and you're very loving to other people, but you need to be more nurturing and loving of yourself. Be forgiving. You know, you make mistakes. That's fine. That's part of it, you know. And there's this false sense of being trapped, you know, this illusion of being trapped. You're overly focused on, you know, the fears of will I move and, you know, how will I get the money? How will I find the place? You're worried about all the things that could come up with the move, but they haven't even come up yet. So you're just creating them. You're just putting them into your head. Let go of all that. Don't worry about that. If it comes up, you'll be prepared. You're strong enough to handle it. You can handle anything. If it comes up, you obviously can handle it. Otherwise, you wouldn't let it come up, you know, in yourself. I really see you charging forward and leaving behind I'm sort of getting like all these old friends and connections and parts of you. You're just going to leave it behind and charge forward with this move. So really have confidence in yourself it doesn't have to happen tomorrow. It doesn't have to happen at the beginning of next year. But just really have confidence in the move and know that you will move. Of course you're going to move. By putting the thought into your head of I want to move, it's already been set in motion. So just really have confidence in yourself at this time. That's the most important thing, being happy with who you are and where you are at, and then everything else come flowing in. And, you know, hey, sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we get sad, sometimes we get upset, and sometimes we get fearful. That's another really important thing to remember. It's okay to go into those emotions sometimes. And, you know, sometimes we do. Sometimes we just need to let it all out and scream it. But just remember to bring yourself back and go, hey, okay, it's fine. It's beautiful. I just was angry, and that's fantastic. But now I'm back to the center again. I'm back to knowing that I am going to move, and it's all going to be fine, and it's going to happen at the perfect moment. So really have confidence in change. And for you, it's not about whether or not you're going to move. You are going to move. It's just about how you approach instigating, is that the word? How you approach, you know, creating that move. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense right there. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And again, remember, you've got an incredible, incredible inner strength, incredible strength to charge forward. You know, I see you riding on a giant tiger with, you know, a sword and a shield charging forward. You know, you can rehandle anything that comes to you. just keep catching up, keep smiling, and keep knowing that you're fantastic, because that's the most important thing, is for everyone to remember that they are fantastic. Do you have anything else to add, Barbara?
No, I think you've put it beautifully. I think that he's an amazing person, and that it's going to be a very amazing adventure this next year for you.
For sure.
No. Okay. I hope so.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Desmond. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
And Nick, thank you for sort of being here.
Thank you so much.
They're all discussing how we're going to get you a better set of headphones for next year for Christmas. I want to thank you so much for turning up here. I haven't figured out the schedule yet for next year, but I will certainly be in contact with you so we can schedule you in. First, we have to get you better headsets, and then we're going to schedule you in.
And also,
get a hold of me, and I'll give you the contact person for Megalithomania, which, you know, might be something else you might, you know, enjoy looking into.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I have a wonderful holiday season, and stay well, and I will be talking to you soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I had a fantastic time. Thank you again, Barbara. Fantastic. I love working with you. I love playing with you. We have so much fun together. It's awesome.
We certainly do. And thank you, everybody, for being here. I really appreciate your tuning in. And we'll be back. I'll be here tomorrow with Lynn Buss. We're going to do the predicting for next year. And I can't wait to compare notes with him, because some of this stuff looks pretty awesome. If you want to check out my predictions, they're on my website, the forecast for 2014. So, and tune in tomorrow, 4 to 6 Eastern Time, and we will try to enlighten you as far as what the heck is going on. Take care and have a wonderful evening.